lovely, brilliantly directed film that's fairly scatterbrained and plotless and meandering, mostly for the better, though it could have used a more cohesive story and maybe about 20 minutes shaved from it, but hey, whatever, I still enjoyed it. Paul Thomas Anderson, the director, is a great filmmaking genius, and this film, though not his best, still shows his talent on full display. From the first frame, the first 30 seconds, you can tell this is going to be something different. The tone, the look, the pace, even the way the characters interact with each other is just different, distinct, guided by the hand of a skilled visionary. And even though the film doesn't really have much going on for most of its 2-hour-plus runtime, it's never dull, though you do crave something more solid at times. Anderson is best when he's given, or writes, a stronger story from which to work with, which is why previous films like There Will Be Blood and especially The Master are some of his best. Boogie Nights 2. He's a stronger filmmaker than he is a writer, and when his scripts work, usually when there's something more going on than just two people fall in love, he makes some of the best films ever made. Otherwise, the films are usually still pretty good, just not to the same level, which is still better than most other films that come out on a given year. This film falls in the latter category, still really good, but not held together by a particularly strong plot. The relationship is there and it's decent, but it's not anything you haven't seen before, though how it's told might be. And there are a few side stories here and there that are amusing, particularly the one featuring Bradley Cooper, who is just hilarious every time he's on screen. Probably the funniest performance of the year. The acting is solid all around. The only thing is, story aside, the lead girl here, though a decent actress with a sweet voice and a fit figure, is ugly as all sin, unfortunately, and, as a result, terribly miscast. Her physical appearance wouldn't be such an issue if characters around her didn't constantly refer to her as being beautiful. Maybe sort of attractive in a well, she's still young and has a tight body and I'm really drunk right now and haven't gotten laid in months kind of way, sure, but beautiful? No way. If beautiful has now suddenly come to mean having the face of an old fisherman, then sure, the girl is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong, maybe the actress is lovely in person and sweet as pie, but as an actress, as a character in this movie, she doesn't work as described. But yeah, that really was the only thing that took me out of the movie, and even it wasn't so bad, but there's no way in hell a 15-year-old semi-good-looking kid like the male lead here would go out of his way to pursue a girl 10 years his senior who looked like that, sorry, especially the way she brushes him off so thoroughly at the beginning, or her overall bitchiness to him throughout. From a better-looking woman? Sure. But her? No, just no, especially given his obvious charisma and charm and way with the ladies. The only scene she's in that was kind of sexy, aside from when she's in the bikini and showing off her unbelievably toned body, was the truck backing up scene. For whatever reason, it came off real sexy, maybe because of the way it was shot. It was almost like a sex scene, minus any kind of sex. It's a weird movie, what can I say? Oh, I read a few moronic reviews going on about the racism of the film, particularly one article from an Academy Award voter who specifically said he hadn't voted for it because of this. To that I say, what a bunch of brainless cocks. These people have no business writing anything in any major, or minor, publication, let alone given the power to decide whether or not a film deserves an award. Jesus. A film featuring a, obviously negatively depicted, racist character does not mean the film supports said racism, you dimwits. Allow me to explain the humor to you since you seem to not be capable of understanding it. The joke, that is, the part that you're supposed to laugh at, isn't the racist depiction the character is making. The joke is that the guy is so up his own ass ignorant and dumb, it's funny. You see the difference? It's not funny because the guy is being racist, it's funny because the guy is an obvious idiot who shows us just how stupid and ignorant he is through his racism. The women he inadvertently mocks aren't the butt of the joke, he is. The only way you could find that part of the movie offensive is if you were going out of your way to do so by being stupid, which, in this day and age, would not surprise me. They let anyone write on major platforms these days, the dumber and less possessing of a sense of humor slash irony, the better. Overall, yeah, I liked it. It's extremely well made and, though not his best, is a great addition to Anderson's growing body of brilliant work. The film is hazy and all over the place, but it's shot so beautifully and the style is so authentically 70s and fun to look at that it doesn't really matter for the most part. I say, if you like well-crafted films about almost nothing, or just the work of a brilliant filmmaker, go see it. It'd be nice to see Anderson handle a completely different genre someday, like horror, or a thriller, but it's fine. He's still a genius regardless.